This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. Our correspondent reports that in Bihar, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya at around 11 a.m.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of several projects that are expected to boost economic activities, strengthen infrastructure and promote tourism in Bihar. With the construction of the 6-lane Mukamma Simaria Bridge over the Ganga River, agriculture-based industries as well as other industrial development around the Baruni refinery and nearby areas will gain momentum. This bridge has made commuting between North and South Bihar much easier. After addressing the program in Bodh Gaya, the Prime Minister will also visit Simaria to see this mega bridge. Local residents have urged the government to name the bridge after the national poet Ramdhari Singh Dinkar, who was born in this region. In view of the rise in cancer cases in the state, the newly constructed Bhabha Cancer Research Institute in Muzaffarpur will help provide better treatment facilities to the people. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, Mr. Modi will also facilitate housewarming for more than 16,000 beneficiaries. With Harmendra Kumar Rai from Patna, Yashasvi Kirial, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In West Bengal, the Prime Minister will flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata at around 4 p.m. Further, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Mr. Modi said that West Bengal is eagerly looking towards the BJP with hope because of its development agenda. In a social media post, he said that with each passing day, public anger against the Trinamool Congress is increasing in the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Tamil Nadu today. He will be attending the party meeting of booth committees at Tirunelveli. As a security measure for his visit, flying of drones and UAVs have been prohibited till 10 p.m. in Tirunelveli district. Indian Railways has announced 380 Ganpati special train trips to ensure smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during the festive season. The Ministry of Railways said in a statement that the Central Railway will operate the highest number of 296 services addressing the heavy festive travel demand in Maharashtra and the Konkan region. Western Railway will operate 56 Ganpati special trains, Konkan Railway 6 trips and South Western Railway 22 trips. Ganpati Puja will be celebrated from 27th August to 6th September. ISRO chairman V. Narayanan has said that India's maiden manned space mission, Gaganyaan, will conduct its first test flight in December this year. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan said that Gaganyaan is progressing well as 80% tests, or around 7,700 tests, have been conducted so far. The Election Commission of India has appointed two observers for the upcoming vice presidential election. Additional Secretary of Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Sushil Kumar Lohani, and Additional Secretary of Ministry of Finance, D. Anandan, have been appointed as observers. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The vice president is elected by an electoral college, which consists of the members of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The National Democratic Alliance has chosen C.P. Radhakrishnan as its vice presidential candidate, while the opposition India Bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. The scrutiny of the nominations will take place today. The nominations can be withdrawn till the 25th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow during his three-day visit to Russia. He also held talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday and reviewed the bilateral agenda while exchanging views on regional and global developments. India and Russia vowed to expand their bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner. Addressing a joint press conference with his Russian counterpart after talks, Dr. Jaishankar underlining the need to swiftly address non-tariff barriers and regulatory impediments. The first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival began on a high note in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir, with 17-year-old local Shikarawala Mohsin Ali winning the first gold medal yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.